Your Network of Praise, this is Carlene Prince reporting from the Warrior Leadership Summit 2018, and I just got introduced to two very precious people. I can tell by looking in your eyes. You are lovers of Jesus, and you have been through some things, I was just being told. So would you introduce yourself to our audience, tell them you're from part of our listening area in Idaho, is that correct?
Yeah, we're from the Nez Perce Reservation in Idaho.
So I'm Lori Picard. This is my husband, Bill.
Bill Picard.
Okay. And you have a grief story, the friend that was just introducing us was telling me about. Would you mind sharing that story with our audience?
Sure. In 1997, our nephews came from Oregon and wanted to go hunting with our boys. And our nephews had lived with us at some point in time in their life. And mm-hmm. So they were real close. They were more like sons than nephews, but... So Tony and Albert, and then Tony's son, Theo, came to the house, and then our sons, Casey and Quanah. So five of them went off hunting, and they went hunting, and they got a moose. And I told my son, Quanah, when they left, I told him, call me by 10 o'clock, just so that we knew that they were okay.
Sure.
And he never called, and so by 10 o'clock, I knew something was wrong, because Quanah was... really mature for his age. He was only 15, but he was really mature. So, like, if I told him to call, he was going to call. And so I knew something was wrong by 10 o'clock. But we both got a phone call. Both of us at work. She worked in Lewiston, and I worked in Lapway. And we both got a call that we need to get to Grangeville, which was about 70 miles away from where we live, and that our boys had been in an accident. And so by the time we got there, she found out before I did, but I was driving there, but she found out over the phone that that they had all passed away except for Casey. And
oh,
I didn't find out until I got there. And then they let me know. And one thing that that I thank the Lord for is our youngest son, Skylin, who was 6 at the time, kept begging to go with him, and I wouldn't let him go. And he even cried, and I kept telling him, you're too young. You're too young to go. You know, you can go next time. So that was in 97, and then in 2000, my wife and I and Skylin was going out to shoot the 22s just for him, you know, for something for him to do. And it was early on Martin Luther King Day, because we were both off work, and we was about 6 miles from the house, and we hit black ice, and the pickup rolled over, and Skylin was taken home.
That's wow.
All that glory.
Yeah, and how we know Ron and Karen Hetchcraft and the Hetchcraft family is that they came through our reservation in 1997. And so we went to the outreach events, and then our son Quanah loved it so much that on Eagle's Wings Outreach that we listened to them in Lapway, and then they were going to Talmuck's, our church camp of the Nez Perces, where it was our 100th anniversary of Talmuck's, and they were going up there to speak. And so we listened to them up there as well. And I remember Quanah saying, I love that he loves, you know, listening to them. And so then, like that afternoon, he spent time with the On Eagle's Wings, and then he came back and he said, I'm going to hop on the bus with them. They're going up to Kamiai, and I'm going to go up to Kamiai with them. So we let him go, him and our other nephew, Kyle. And then the next day, he said they're staying in Lapway downtown, and he said that they said he could go with them. So I'm sure mm-hmm. he asked them if he could go. And so I guess that's something that they didn't usually do, just let kids hop on and go. But they went. Anyway, they let him go, and so he got to finish the trip with On Eagle's Wings. And so that's how we got to know them, because we never knew Ron until they came that summer. And then when he got home, well, he would call when he was on the trip, and just excited about the On Eagle's Wings trip and the ministry and what they were doing, and just his love for the whole On Eagle's Wings team. It's a family.
Mm.
And he just had a really good connection with a lot of people on the trip from different tribes and different areas. Mm. And then... when he came home, so he was home maybe 3 weeks, and when he had passed away. When I got the phone call, I was sitting at work, and then I had a message to call this number, and so I had called. It was a police officer. I called the hospital, and then they put the Idaho State Patrol on, and so I asked him about, you know, what was going on, and he said, he said that he can't tell, you know, over the phone. And I said, well, you know, I need to know what's going on. How are my sons? And he said, well, there were five boys in the truck, and I have Casey here with me. And so then, you know, then I just, you know, just all I could think of was Quanah. And, you know, I don't know that I ever was able to grieve the loss of our nephews, because it was so strong with our son, you know, that I just really hurt. Or maybe the grief was all in one, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's how we got to know Ron and Karen and the Hutchcraft family.
And then in 2000, when Quanah passed away, Ron came and seen us and helped us, you know, comforted us and stuff. And then, so then in 2000, when he found out that Skylin passed away, he came and he actually did Skylin's funeral
for us.
And then and then he invited us to come to on Eagle's Wings. And, of course, we didn't want to, you know. We was going through some stuff, you know. But he invited us, so we got our daughter and a nephew and then I think two nephews and a niece. And so there were six of us, and we came to On Eagle's Wings in Flagstaff, Arizona. And it just was so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just...
So God has used On Eagle's Wings and Warrior Leadership Summit to be a part of your healing journey?
Yes.
Yeah. And what has God done with this pain since? Because as hard as pain is, and I think all of us can relate to that on some level, the beautiful thing about God is he refuses to waste anything. Mm-hmm. So what has God done through your lives and through your experience of losing your boys?
Well, he took our hard time, I guess, almost our disbelief that we lose two of our children. But he took that and, you know, coming to On Eagle's Wings, we came to On Eagle's Wings 3 years, and then Ron asked us to share our story, which was tough, which was hard.
I bet.
But we did, and it helped others heal. Mm-hmm. When we talked about what we went through and how the Lord picked us up and how the Lord carried us, there was other people in the had On Eagle's Wings that were going through what we went through, and they didn't know how to, the hurt, they didn't know what to do with that hurt.
Yeah.
And so we were able to tell them what we'd done, what the Lord has done for us. And so after that year, then every year since, we've done a battle council, and we called it From Grief to Glory. You know,
So that's what you're doing here this week, is you're teaching a battle council, From Grief to Glory.
Yes. And, wow. One of the battle councils that really sticks out to me is that during that shooting at Red Lake, you know, it was on national TV at Red Lake High School. A bunch of kids were killed, and it was one of the boys out of the community came to school and just shot up the school and killed a bunch of kids. Well, we were doing our Grief to Glory battle council, and at the time we didn't know, but probably half of the kids that was in that battle council were from Red Lake. And it was like maybe a month and a half after the shooting.
It was still pretty fresh.
Yeah, so it was really fresh, them losing their friends, being in a room where bullets were going, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that as we give our battle council. But we always tell them afterwards, if any of you want to stay behind and pray, you know, if you want to talk, we'll stay. And so after the battle council, you know, people got up and left, but about half the people stayed, and it was kids from Red Lake that really said what we talked about helped them.
Wow.
And so, just like what you mentioned, the Lord takes things that are supposed to be bad and turns them to good.
Yeah, truly beauty from ashes. It's a painful beauty, and it comes at a cost. But from our friend Rick Whitmer that just introduced us moments ago, he said hundreds of people have heard you speak on this and been helped by it. So thank you both for not wasting your pain either, because while God refuses to waste it, it's up to us to partner with him in that process, because we can either let it make us bitter and turn our hearts into hearts of stone, or we can let Jesus hold our hearts and do our best to help other people going through the same kind of loss. So you both are absolutely beautiful, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
I just wanted to share one more thing. He shared with regard to Red Lake, but I also wanted to share was one of the other battle councils that we shared in Minnesota. And this is all God, you know, and it's totally him, and because it's nothing that we could do or have done, but we're just vessels for him. But at the one in Minnesota, there was some from Alaska, and they're like, they're from, I think, right on the Bering Sea, mm-hmm. and so they're like really close to Russia, and so they came to our battle council, and they had a fresh loss of some cousins that they had seen go out on the boat, fishing boat on the Bering Sea, and then one said, I need to go back, and he wanted to come back, and they brought him back, and then they went back out, and then he's seen them capsize, and then they, I don't know that they ever even recovered the bodies or anything, but yeah. So they were really fresh in that loss and stuff, mm-hmm. and we got to just visit with them and pray with them, and after the battle council, they just sat right outside the door on the steps and just wailed, you know, and just cried, and it was just like, so it kind of seems like it's not something that we are doing, you know, for them, but as much they are doing for us, you know, so it really helps us, and it just really brings healing all the way around, and
That's a phenomenon of God that I don't quite understand, but I've experienced that mystery too, that the more sometimes we talk about our broken places, you would think it's a private thing, you don't want to share it, but somehow the more you share, the more healed you yourself become. And you would think talking about it so much just stirs up, you know, whatever, anxiety, the loss, the grief, but somehow God just, it's like you keep giving it to him as an offering, and he keeps accepting it and bringing a beautiful fragrance from it instead, which is an incredible mystery.
One thing that my wife, you know, the Lord promises that we'll all be back together.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll spend eternity with each other. And so we know we'll see our boys again.
Yes.
But the hurt of losing them, every day I'd always think like, man, it's been 2 years since I've hugged my boy, you know.
Sure.
And so that was always there and really beating me up, you know. But Lori told me, you know, instead of looking at it that way, she said, look at it as every day's a day closer to seeing him.
Yeah,
instead of a day not with him, but a day closer. And that's real.
Awesome.
She told me that, and it's really healed, you know, and gives me something to look forward to now rather than something that I'm missing. It's something that I'm looking forward to, and that really helps kind of take away that sting a little bit.
Sure.
To know we're going to be together again and to look forward to that. So.
You just said it. It's a lot to look forward to. So we thank the Lord for that.
Yep.
Bill and Lori, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.
You.